10.7 citations at a glance. This sheet is for your reference when creating citations, so you don't have to wonder about abbreviations or what circuit a certain state is in and so forth. For each column, let's go over them real quickly. You have the state in the far left column, and in parentheses you have the region followed by the federal circuit. So Alabama is in the southern region, so your reporter series will be the Southern Reporter, and it's in the 11th Federal Circuit. The second column, High Court Publication with court abbreviation in parentheses. Note that in the first example there, you have an asterisk by the High Court Publication for cases in Alabama. That asterisk means that publication is no longer published. So at some point, you're going to only be able to cite to the unofficial, which would be the Southern Reporter. Third column, Court of Appeals Publications with court abbreviations in parentheses. Again, in this case, Alabama appellate reports are no longer published. The court that you'll put in parentheses is either Alabama Civil Appellate Court or Alabama Criminal Appellate Court. There are a few states that bifurcate their appellate level courts by civil and criminal. So just go with the flow. If you see it here that it has offers a choice, just look at your case that you're citing and determine whether it's the criminal or civil appellate court. Statutory abbreviation. The Blue Book is what we use here, and we try to provide you with some generic reference material to give you an idea of how to create the citation for your jurisdiction. The first one here would be Alabama Code, and then the section symbol. XXX tends to indicate that that's a title, chapter, and section. If it just had XX, like the Arizona Revised Statutes annotated, then it would be likely just title and chapter, or chapter and section. You'd have to be within the statutes to know for sure, but that's an easy thing to figure out. You're citing this because you've seen the statute, so it shouldn't be much of a problem to figure that out. At the bottom of the page, we have some just kind of generic examples of state cases long form, state cases long form with court clarification. That's for those consolidated publications where they contain both Supreme and Appellate Court cases. State cases short form with the highest state court. And state cases short form with the Court of Appeals. Also, we have state statutes, Blue Book form and common form. We actually try to give you both forms there and use the Colorado jurisdiction as an example. Below that are federal citation examples for federal supplement, Federal Reporter second series, and the U.S. Supreme Court long form example. Below that we have federal statutes and Federal Register, which you'll learn about later, and Code of Federal Regulations, which will also be covered later in the program, assuming you're seeing this in the appropriate order. Chapter 10 Wrap-Up. What you should know. Assignments. First of all, what you should know after reading this chapter, you should know the following. Understand the definition and function of a citation. State case citations, long form and short form. Federal case citations. State statutory citations. Federal statutory citations. How to use the citations at a glance guide to determine appropriate abbreviations and regions. Assignments. There are no assignments for this chapter. This concludes Chapter 10.